You're listening to the Running Around Charlotte podcast, presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. One day, five events, with a race day distance for every goal and pace. Find out more or register at runcharlotte.com. The Running Around Charlotte podcast is brought to you by our partners at Novant Health Orthopedics. Runners like you are always on the move. Twisted ankles and broken bones can't wait, and neither should you. Novant Health offers walk-in appointments and same-day care at select orthopedic clinics to help you get back on pace. Visit novanthealth.org/ortho now to learn more. Now, here are your hosts for the Running Around Charlotte podcast, Tim Rhodes and DC Lucchese.
One of the many things we love about the Running Around Charlotte podcast is that you don't have to look too far to find someone who will join you. There seems to be a run club or meetup every day of the week in most any part of town. We're happy to introduce you to a new guest today and a new club called Charlotte Runners United. Their first run together was just over a year ago, and they're still at it. Phil Reed is the name and face you'll see often on the club's Instagram page, and he's our guest today on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. Phil, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm doing well. Transition season of life, moving this week, but besides that, everything is going smoothly.
They say that's one of the most stressful things that you can do, like marriage, divorce, death, losing a job. Moving is in that top five. So
right.
Hopefully yeah. It's not too stressful for you. For folks who don't know you yet, give us the intro.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, my name's Phil Reed. I actually went to high school out here in Charlotte. I went to South Mech, and then I went to Northside Christian Academy. And then I went to college. I played college basketball at Hampton University. And then my junior year of college, I got signed to a modeling agency. I dropped out of school, gave up my scholarship, and I moved to LA. I modeled for brands like Nike, ESPN, Gatorade, all that kind of stuff. And I've just always been blessed to have like a community around me. And I feel like it's always tend to be around sports. So basketball when I was in college, and then I got into bodybuilding, and then my modeling agency just had really good people. And so again, just always had quality community. And then I moved to Charlotte about 3 years ago, 2021. My little brother passed away of a fentanyl overdose, and I went through a breakup. And so that kind of just urged me to move back to Charlotte. My mom lives down in South Charlotte in Ballantyne. Mm-hmm. And then my grandparents live in Indianland. So I moved here, like I said, 2021. And I think the one thing that I really lacked was community. I absolutely hated living in Charlotte for like the first year and a half. And I was dating a girl at the time, and she's always harping on me about building community. And I was like, oh no, like I have my best friends at home. I don't need that. And then we broke up. And after our breakup is when I was like, holy cow, like I have nobody to really hang out with out here anymore.
Oh man.
And so, yeah.
Then depression set in.
Literally. Literally everything. Yeah. Everything hit me all at once. And so like maybe like a few months earlier, I did the David Goggins 4x4x48 challenge where I ran four miles.
Yeah.
I ran 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. And on the second day I posted on my Instagram, I was like, hey, does anybody want to run with me? And about like 12 people showed up, and that was like the easiest run of all the runs that I had. And I realized really that it's fun to do hard things with other people. And there's like, it just makes it a little bit easier because you guys are all suffering together. And so in January of last year, after the breakup, I was like, okay, like, I think I'd like to start a run club. I have gotten really into running. I love running with other people. And so I started it. We originally started meeting on Sundays at the Invigory in South End. And Charlotte is a big like brewery town. And I personally, I guess I'm sober. I haven't smoked weed in almost a year. I rarely ever drink alcohol. And so I feel like that's what a good majority of run clubs are based around, like brewery runs. And so I wanted something a little bit different where it was more based on like health, fitness, and recovery. Then we ran the Corporate Cup last year as a team, and it kind of grew from there. People just kept asking to do more races. And I say, if you want to join our run club, we are a bunch of runners who take running serious. And like, we don't care what level of running you're at, as long as you have some sort of goal, whether it's to finish a marathon, whether it's to run a sub 3 hour marathon, like we literally don't care. We're just a bunch of people who we love to talk shit. Like it's like a locker room, like banter, but we also love to push each other to become the best versions of themselves.
Nice. So, now, hold on. Let me ask you this real quick. I knew about the, the bodybuilding, and I knew about the basketball piece and all that, and you slipped in the modeling piece in there. I see it. Don't get me wrong. He's a good looking dude for sure.
Appreciate it.
But you were an MMA fighter for a minute, right?
Yeah, I also did an MMA fight.
It's like, hold on. It's like, man, if I was that good looking, I would not have even taken the risk of having somebody popping me in the melon.
Don't be messing this up.
Tell me about that real quick.
Yeah, surely. So I think a lot of my endeavors started off with insecurity. So like with bodybuilding, it was people used to tell me that I was weak. And so I got into bodybuilding. In my head, I was like, if I do a bodybuilding competition, I can't be weak. And then people used to call me soft. And I was like, well, if I step in a cage with another man and like am willing to fight him, I can't be that soft. So that's essentially where it kind of stemmed from. And for that, I only did one fight. I broke my wrist warming up for the fight. And I also partially tore my retina. And kind of like you were saying, like, well, yeah, like I was like, I'm a relatively attractive guy. Like, I don't, I'm a relatively attractive guy. Like, I don't need to be risking my body like this.
Right.
I think that, well, I know that it gave me enough confidence to like one run club. Like I feel like a lot of people feel safe running with me because I'm a big guy. I also understand how to protect myself and others. One day when I do have a wife and kids, like I'll feel very confident in protecting my family. And so I think it did provide that aspect of life. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see like I needed to do that or pursue that as a full-time gig. I think I just realized like a lot of fighters like have nothing. Like they come from nothing. They have nothing to lose. And I feel like I had things to lose. And I just, to fight someone who has nothing to lose, they have another level of edge to them that I don't quite yet have.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That swagger, right? That they walk out. Who's the Irish dude that walks out?
And Conor McGregor.
Like, and now you see the latest on him. They're like all kinds of stuff. He's like, I think he's got some CTE going on there, bud. So anyways, I mean, that, right. Like I said, don't gamble what you're not willing to lose. Right.
That's the
truth here.
So what do you do now? Like you left LA, did you leave modeling? Are you still doing it, but you're based in Charlotte? Do you still do some of the other stuff? What fills your day?
Surely.
Besides
surely,
running?
Yeah. So I'm an online fitness coach. That's like my main source of income. And then I also have three partnerships with brands. So I get paid like posts about the brands I work with. Influencer. And then I'm a part-time. Yeah.
Influencer
essentially.
Type stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, I'm also a part-time instructor at Barry's Bootcamp. Okay.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So running, tell us about more about the running club. I mean, I'm super interested in that. Where does it meet? How often does it meet? How far do you run? Pace everybody type stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. So on Tuesdays, we sanction 3 days that we meet. On Tuesdays, we meet at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's either Sedgefield Middle School or Freedom Park, depending on what kind of workouts we do. And so Tuesdays are our speed days. Saturday are our long runs. Our long runs, we just say, like, do what feels good for you. Like when we do train for a race together, like we'll be training for Kiowa in December, we'll be doing the Charlotte half marathon, and then around the crown, we'll like say like, hey, we're like 6 weeks out, this is how many miles you should be hitting. So we'll kind of put like, if you're training for something, like a mileage. But this past weekend, we had everything but from 6 miles to 23 miles. So it's really whatever pace, whatever mileage you want to hit. There's typically someone who's willing to also do it with you, which is also pretty cool to me. And then on Sundays, we meet now at 9:45. At not just coffee and Appleton for a recovery run. We do 2 to 4 miles. It tends to be 4 miles at like a 10 to 12 minute pace, like a true recovery run.
Right on. Now, in the resume of all the things you've accomplished so far, and what made you say, you know what, I'm going to adopt running too? Because you've got a lot of stuff going on. So.
Surely. I always told myself that I want to get into triathlons eventually. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just, the way I say I live my life is I just try to accomplish as many side quests as I possibly can. And so in my head, I told myself if I could get really good at running, that's the first step into getting into triathlons. I currently swim like once a week, and then biking hasn't really happened for me yet. I'm 6'10". And so I went to the biking store, maybe August, July of last year, and they told me I'd have to get a custom bike. So my goal this year, I'm running Grandma's Marathon in June in Chicago in October. The goal is to run a sub-3-hour marathon in one of those. And I feel like I will be able to figure out a partnership with one of these biking brands to get me a custom bike, because I'd rather, I mean, if I have to buy one, I'll do it, but I would rather buy one that's like
I get you.
$10,000. Yeah, quality, because I don't want to keep getting custom bikes. So that's kind of how I got the running started. Also, I did bodybuilding for quite a bit, and I did no cardio because I'm just naturally a lean guy. And so there'd be times where like I'd just be walking, I'd be out of breath. And so I just always knew that I wanted to get into some sort of endurance sport.
So you dropped something in there. And I'm trying to figure this out. Like 6'10", and you want to run a sub-3-hour marathon, and that doesn't really add up. Like I wonder what the record is for 6'10". A marathon, like seriously, because it like basketball is for tall people, running is for, you know, the lowest weight I got to pull along, and that, whether that's height or width or girth or whatever, but
surely
that's got to be quite a goal, I guess. Sub-3 hours for a 6'10" dude.
Yeah, and I like to even like counter that. Not even counter it, but like to go on top of that, like I technically was the world's tallest bodybuilder. Like the only other guy who's about my size, his name was actually Aaron Reed, and he's 6'9". So like I think I've always, I just do like, I don't really like to think about being 6'10" as like a disadvantage. Like sure, there is more advantages to being lighter weight, but like I just truly believe if I put in enough hard work that I'll be able to accomplish what I want to accomplish. And like it may not happen in 1 year, may not happen in 5 years, but I know if I'm willing to like set my mind to it and actually just grind for however long it takes me, I'll get there.
For you, man.
I got to ask you this. I'm fascinated with taller people. I'm 5'10 at best. And I think that was at my peak a couple years ago.
That's with a hat, right?
But, like I've always wished I were taller, but then you talk to, I've got some good friends who are 6'5 and 6'7 and they, you know, so they're kind of on the taller side, right? But like,
surely.
What's the hardest part about being tall that people just don't think about? Like, is it,
oh my goodness.
Is it dating? Is it walking through a door? What is it?
That's funny that you asked that. So my friend and I, we have a podcast, and like one of our segments, he's also 6'8". And one of our segments weekly is tall guy problems that people don't think about. So I got you.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, man, this is great.
Let's unpack this, man.
Running on the sidewalks are awful. Constantly, like, trying to dodge branches from trees.
Yeah.
Shoes, obviously, clothes, trash. Airports or airplanes are terrible. My dream job growing up was to be a Navy SEAL. Height limit, 6'5".
No kidding.
What else is there? Dating, actually, there's a lot of benefits. Although I've only been told once that like you're too tall. I was like, oh wow, I never heard that one before. That was a shocker. There's more pros.
Thanks for
that.
Being up front, though.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What else? Honestly, sometimes I feel like 95% of the time I don't care if people ask me if I play basketball, but there's like that 5% time where I'm like, dude, like I just come tall as me. I play basketball. It gets kind of frustrating sometimes.
It is a stereotype, right? I mean,
it is.
We had a guy that used to work for us on Saturdays. His name was Lerone, and he was he 6'7", maybe.
Yeah, I would say at least 6'5". Yeah,
you know, that was the obvious question, and he just took it in stride. But he would always laugh. He says, "I was the worst basketball player ever," and I tried because I was tall, but the coach was always frustrated because I was terrible. I'm not coordinated. I can't shoot. I can't dribble. So
yeah,
but just because you're tall doesn't mean you're good at something or bad at something. Right. It just means you're tall.
That is fair. And you need longer pants and bigger shoes, perhaps.
Yes.
So,
Well,
let's talk about the running club here. So January of last year, you're like, okay, great. First post I saw on the Instagram for the Charlotte Runners United. And other than getting everybody together, you're like, I'm going to throw something out there and see who shows up. And you're like, hey, man, people showed up. And clearly people are still showing up. So talk to us about the club and talk to us about where that's going.
Yeah. Okay. So I think like the big thing with crew is like, we're very consistent. We're going to show up every single time we say we're going to show up. We've only canceled 2 runs in the last year. And the first one was because it was lightning and thundering outside. And the second one was because Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys know who Casey Klein is, but that's my coach.
Absolutely. She's a former Novant Health Charlotte Marathon ambassador, been on the show. Good people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's my coach. And there was, it was like maybe January, February, it was raining really bad on a Tuesday. And she's like, Phil, like, you guys can do it on Wednesday, just move it back. So like, we show up every single time we say we're going to show up. We hang out quite a bit outside of running. Like, we're planning a tennis and barbecue. We go to movie theaters. We go to the Charlotte FC game. So we're just like a, we truly are a community of friends. Yeah. And like, where is it going? Honestly, I don't really know. Like, if I'm being completely honest with you.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm just taking it in stride. I do know, like, people always ask me if I plan on monetizing Run Club. And I always, like, I don't, I have zero intentions on doing that. If there would be anything that I, like, the dream of Run Club was, would be to do, like, destination races. So, like, we've been talking about a trip in Europe. And then we also been talking about doing the LA Marathon next year. I think that would be really cool for us. But besides that, like, I don't really have plans. Like, I feel like what's been a good thing about crew is, like, I guess technically I am the leader, but like, it's not a, what's the word where it's like, it's not a tyranny or like, I'm not a dictator. Like, it's like, it's whatever people like, it's when people suggest, no, it's about the community. And so like, when people suggest like, hey, I'd like to do this race, or hey, I want to try this out, like, definitely open to it. And I feel like, honestly, I just want to see Charlotte become one of the best running cities in America. I feel like it has a potential to do so.
Right there with you.
There's a girl. There's a girl named Pauline. She just started this thing called the Morning Run Club. It's like a girls only run club on Mondays. And so, like, in our weekly posts of like workouts, we include that. We include the Summit Coffee Run, which is a CRC run. So like, we're very what's the word? We're like we're very collaborative.
Collaborative. There you go. Nice. Yeah. Good one. Good one.
Yeah, we're very collaborative and very like inclusive. Again, like, we want all paces, we want all, like, whatever, whether you're a beginner, advanced, like, we want them all. And so, like, again, I just want to see Charlotte become one of the best running cities in America, because I think it has potential to be. I feel like it's a very underrated city to run in. It's super hilly, so it's great for training. Yeah, that's generally all, that's all I care about.
I love it.
I want to do a quick outtake here and ask you a personal question, and we'll cut this from the show, but or include it. Can I ask you about your brother, or would you prefer not to talk about your brother?
Oh yeah, you talk about him.
Okay, so we'll mark that and I'll cut that piece out. But so you mentioned your brother early in the show, and that he had passed from an overdose. Can you tell us that story and what impact it might have had on your life and your drive as a runner and, fitness coach and so forth?
Yeah, definitely. So my little brother passed away from a fentanyl overdose Valentine's Day of 2021. Mm-hmm. How has it impacted my life? I feel like it completely shattered my life. I feel like I wasn't ever planning on moving back to Charlotte until like I was married and like was ready for kids. And so it kind of just changed my trajectory of where I was planning on going with my life. I feel like I was very emotionally withdrawn. I didn't really process it the way I should have processed it. I smoked a lot of weed to just kind of keep carrying on. I like got super, super focused in business. And so I mentioned this a little bit, but I started dating a girl here, and like all I cared about was making money, and that was it. And so like that was,
well, there you go.
Yeah. That's like, that was my way of dealing with it. And then after we broke up, I was like, okay, like I just wasn't the greatest of boyfriend. Like I was kind of emotionally withdrawn. I was just, yeah, I think it just showed up in my relationship a lot. And so I think after that relationship is when I was like, okay, I need to build community and I just need to start focusing on like healing. If anything, I feel like it had a huge effect on my sobriety journey. Just going sober, it forces me to deal with all the emotions and feelings that I was feeling. And like, I couldn't run away from it by going to get high. And I've never really been a drinker, but like, I decided to stop drinking as well, like with it. And so I think it just forced me to really deal with how I was feeling. I also feel like it allowed me to be a tad bit more relatable. I think sometimes when people hear like, oh, college basketball, MMA, modeling, like they think like, oh, I've had like an easy life, or like I haven't dealt with like real situations, but I feel like having my brother kind of made me relatable, and it also allowed me to like connect and empathize with other people who have also gone through similar things or have also gone through like addictions. And so I know that's kind of didn't really impact my running. I've always been an athlete. I always will be an athlete. But yeah, I feel like it more impacted my sobriety journey and my ability to connect with others.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for your loss and appreciate you sharing that. I know it's, you put yourself in a vulnerable position when you talk about that. So thank you for doing that and sharing. Yeah. What was his name?
Yeah, his name was Jaden. I sometimes have dark humor. And so I'm the oldest of 11. And so I just kind of tell myself like, statistically speaking, it was bound to happen. One of us had to die. And so like, that's one way I kind of like make it a little bit easier for myself because I have 10 other siblings that are still alive and still thriving. And it is very unfortunate that we lost one, but again, statistically speaking, when you have 11 siblings or 10 siblings, one of you guys are going to go a little early. So,
Sorry, but thanks for sharing that about Jaden.
Definitely.
Cool. So how do people get a hold of you if they want to come and join you on the Charlotte Running United Club Runs?
Yeah. Just follow us on Instagram. We have our GroupMe linked in the bio. So just log into the group or like join the GroupMe. And like I said, we have three runs that we like actually talk about, but like we run a lot during the week together too. We typically meet Wednesday mornings at 6 a.m. We typically meet Thursday mornings at 5:45. And like, I don't post about it because like if I can't make every single one or sometimes I want to run later on or run by myself, but like there's always groups of people running together in that GroupMe. And so, yeah, just follow us on Instagram, join the GroupMe link and come hang out. It's a good time. Like I said, if we give you about 3 or 4 times of coming around with us before we start talking shit to you, but that means we like you and that means we want to keep coming back.
Dude, I love how you were building community. I think that's fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
I mean, I think you've got a great attitude.
Thank you.
How did we not know about this and how have we not participated? We got to get this guy on the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Heck yeah, man.
Phil, it was a pleasure to meet you and I won't miss you at the next run because you'll,
oh, I'm a beacon. You can't miss me. I'm huge. If you ever see a guy, a 6'10 guy with a shirt off, it's probably me.
Yeah, running fast, right?
And running fast.
Yeah, trying to.
All right. Good. I'll be the guy on the bike trying to stay ahead of the lead runner.
Exactly. That'll be you. That'll be you.
Perfect.
And that'll be you.
All right, Phil.
Someone to chase. Thank you. See you guys. Happy
friend.
Tuesday.
All right. You
Thanks,
too.
Phil.
Bye.
The Running Around Charlotte podcast is presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. Running Around Charlotte is produced in partnership with Well Run Media and Marketing. New episodes are available every week, anywhere you listen to podcasts.